My name is Brian Wright, and, well, it's that time again.
Ever honeybee fills with jealousy when it's you out with me. I don't blame them, girls, no. My honeysuckle rose. And when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh. They know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. My honeysuckle rose. Say, listen to me, don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup, cause you're my sugar. And it is so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking this from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, my honey's so
Isn't that a great record? That's Kay Starr singing with the Crystalette All-Stars. Honeysuckle Rose, recorded in 1946, featuring Barney McGard clarinet, Red Callender bass, Vic Dickinson trombone, Calvin Jackson piano, Ray Lynn trumpet, Alan Royce guitar, Zuddy Singleton drums, and Willie Smith on the alto sax. Just a terrific, terrific record that, as far as I can determine, was recorded sometime around 1946, probably in Los Angeles. And, K-Star, bless her, 90 years old, still performing today in California. Anyway, that was issued on the Crystalette label out of California, Crystalette record number CR-623, a label I tend to associate with Organ and Bones Records because I always seem to find, Mr. Goon Bones or something with Ralph Ford at the organ. But this one is really, really nice. And it welcomes you to this edition of The Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and as you probably know by now, on each of these programs, I reach up to the record shelf and pull off some of my favorite 78 RPM records. Not always my favorites, but usually I try to pick ones that I like. In fact, most of the records I have, I keep because I like. Wouldn't make sense to fill up the shelves with junk. Not to say I don't have some, but I'll try to spare you. Anyway, up next, I've got a couple of great Dixieland flavored records. First, Ray Baduc and his Bobcats, recorded for Capitol on December 15th, 1947 in Los Angeles. We'll hear Susie of the Islands, a tune that I always associate with Bic Spiderbeck and the Wolverines because they made a terrific record of it for Jeanette back in, I think, 1924. But we'll hear Ray Baduc's 1947 update, and we'll follow that with a record by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings on Decca, an early Decca, number 161, recorded September 12, 1934, we'll hear the San Antonio Shout. And I'll warn you before I play it, that record seems to have had a defect, at least probably while they were recording it. There's a bunch of extraneous noise, but my copy looks terrific, but it just doesn't sound that good. Anyway, I hope you'll still enjoy these two great ones for you now, starting with Ray Baduc and his Bobcats.
Thank you.
pretty hot stuff. That's the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, recorded for Decca on a nice Decca Sunburst record from 1934, the San Antonio Shout. And before that, Ray Baduc and his Bobcats, Capital 919. That's actually a DJ pressing with the white label. Susie of the Islands was the title of that, and a bunch of good guys on that record, too. Ray Baduc, drums, Matty Matlock, clarinet, Brad Gowans, trombone. I always liked his Jeanette record of I'll Fly to Hawaii. Wish I had a copy. All I've heard is a CD, but I digress. On the record also, Nate Kazibier, trumpet, Eddie Miller, tenor sax, Stan Reitzman, piano, Nappy Lamar, guitar, and Morty Korb on bass. Another all-star lineup for Susie. Let's see, we got still got a bunch more 78s to go, and up next, for no particular reason except I happen to like this song and I like the singer, Helen Forrest. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra on a Bluebird record, Bluebird 10195, recorded March 17th, 1939 in New York, a beautiful Johnny Mercer tune called You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By.
I've got them in my heart. because you really lived from the start.
The Little Boy Blues.
You ought to see my family and how they give me heck when I don't eat my spinach or forget to wash my neck. I got the Little Boy Blues. I got them every day. It's no fun being little, no matter what you hear people say.
He's got the Little Boy Blues.
I'm doing everything I can to try to be a man. I guess I don't exactly know how, but someday when I grow up, why then I'm gonna show up everyone who's bothering me now. My teacher's no exception. She's just like all the rest. She asks for my opinion, then she tells me she knows best. I got those Little Boy Blues. I've got them all the time. The way the people treat me, you think that being little was a crime. I'm tired of being left out in the cold.
But you gotta be young before you're old.
I got the great big Little Boy Blues.
Cute. Brucey Wheel sings Little Boy Blues on that record. I found that not too long ago. I was just flipping through records at a record shop, and the title of this one kind of stuck out to me, so I bought it on a lark for, I think, about a dollar, and it's enjoyable enough. It's a Barbour record. That's the label, B-A-R-B-O-U-R, record number 451. Probably one of only a handful they made, but I doubt they made 451 records, but correct me if I'm wrong. As I said, that's Brucey Wheel singing the Little Boy Blues, accompanied by Don Costa and his orchestra. Words by Tom Murray, music by Tony Borello, who was also responsible for an interesting novelty record about that same time called Fish. Leona Anderson sang it, and it was issued on the Horrible record label, and they had an interesting little slogan. It said something about if it's a really horrible record, it's bound to be a hit. Something that, who knows, maybe still applies today. Before that, we heard from Helen Forrest singing with Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Beautiful, beautiful Johnny Mercer song from 1939. You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By. I forgot to mention that Brucey Wheel record that we just finished with was from 1953, but beyond that, I really couldn't find much at all about Brucey Wheel or whatever became of him. If you know, shoot me a message. You can do so through my website, www.briansright.com, and just click on the contact, or you can email me, shellacstack@gmail.com. And you can always send me an email if you just want to say hello. If you enjoy the program, I'd appreciate hearing from you. Or if you want to make a request, I'll gladly take those too. I can't make any promises, but I'll look around and see what I have that might be up your alley if there's something you want to hear. Up next, here's another oddball record. This is on the American record label. It's a white and black label with an American eagle, bald eagle in the front, and kind of, I don't know, rays of light shooting out from its feet. But this is the Don Byas Quartet, recorded September 6, 1945, featuring Don Byas tenor sax, Slam Stewart bass, one of my all-time favorite pianists, Johnny Guarnieri, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And this is that beautiful Carmichael tune, Stardust. Thank you. So much really wonderful jazz was recorded in the 1940s by small independent labels, like that one, an American record, that was the label name, and unfortunately so many of those labels had relatively poor access to quality shellac, and so they ended up pressing records that, while the music may have been terrific, the sound often leaves something to be desired because of grainy surfaces and distorted recordings, and I've recently sort of been getting into looking for obscure 1940s jazz recordings, and I especially like Don Byas, and I really like that version of Stardust. And from that we turn to, well, one of the most popular vocal groups of the pre-doo-wop era. Besides the Mills Brothers, there was the Ink Spots, and this is a record they made for Decca on February 27th, 1947, so they were already quite well established. But here they're taking on an old Irving Berlin tune that had already itself been around for, I think, about 20 years when they recorded it. Here is Always.
Loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, days may not be fair, always, that's when I'll be there, always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
I'll be loving you, honey, always, with the love that's true, always. When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand. Always and always,
days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little.
That's a story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms.
And when
and a little, lose a little,
and always have the blues a little.
That's the story of, that's the glory of love. Got the world and all its charms.
We've got each other's arms.
You've got a win a little, lose a little.
Have the blues a little.
Now that's the story of,
that's the glory of love.
I figured one good vocal harmony record deserved another, so double dose there. We started with The Ink Spots, recorded in February of 1947 for Decca Records, issued on Decca number 24140. That was Always. And I followed that with a record by The Four Knights, a group about which I don't know that much, but I suppose there's probably quite a bit of info out there if you wanted to look them up. That's The Glory of Love, issued on a Capitol record, number 1806. Another white label, Capitol DJ pressing. That one sounds pretty good. From 1951, a Billy Hill tune that itself went back to, I think, the mid-1930s. So actually a couple of older tunes re-recorded later on by some magnificent vocal groups. Ah, this next record. Oh, I can't wait. This is Gaylord Carter, that masterful organist who started accompanying silent films in the 1920s and was active as an organist all the way up into the 1990s. I believe he died sometime in the mid to late 90s. But what nimble fingers he had. He could play just about anything, it seems. Admittedly, he did seem to have a bit of a formula when playing sort of jazz organ that involved lots of sort of Art Tatum-esque runs in the right hand, but how thrilling they can be. This particular record was not commercially issued. This was recorded by C.P. McGregor for his, transcription service, musical library service that was sold to radio stations for use on the air and not sold to the general public. I don't have an exact date for this, but judging by the quality of the pressing, I'm guessing mid to late 1930s on this. It seems to have been pressed by ARC, the American Record Corporation, that was responsible at that time for Columbia Records and some of the ARC lesser labels like Banner and Oriole, and I think especially Mellotone that was still active at that time. Anyway, as you know, I have a tendency to digress. Back to the music at hand. Gaylord Carter plays Dinah now, and it starts off slow, but listen to where he goes. Thank you. Looking back over the playlist today, it seems I have programmed quite unintentionally quite a number of recordings of songs that were made 10, 20, 30 years after the song was written, and that one's no exception. Gaylord Carter playing Dinah, a tune which dates from, I think, 1925, maybe very early 1926, and recorded there in at least the mid-1930s and possibly the late 30s for C.P. McGregor Transcriptions, number 1190. That's, as I said, Dinah. Well, back to the 1920s now for some period recordings, although looking at this next record by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, I realize that yet again I've chosen a record recorded 20 or more years after the tune was composed. This was recorded, this was recorded August 26th, 1926 in New York, and it's Rimsky-Korsakov's Song of India, and I pulled this one out because I always liked the Tommy Dorsey record. It was one of the earliest big band recordings I remember hearing when I was younger, and so I've always had a fondness for the song, and I like this arrangement for Paul Whiteman's orchestra, and so I thought we'd listen to that from Victor 20200. After that, we'll hear Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, and finally, a contemporary recording of a tune that was written not long before it was recorded. Getting tongue-tied here. This is Victor 20634, recorded April 14th, 1927, and a real sleeper of a record. I don't remember ever hearing much about this record, so when I put it on the other day to listen to it, I was just blown away by how good it is. You get a parade of solos, starting off with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, and great trombone, great trumpet, all-around terrific record. It's called Just the Same. But first, here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Song of India. Thank you. Wow. Roger Wolfcon and his orchestra. Who knew? Victor 20634 from 1927. Just the same. A Walter Donaldson, Joe Burke song. And I like that record. Boy, I have fun doing this. I hope you're enjoying the records. I've got a couple more before we finish up today. And then I will be back, don't worry, with more records in another week or two. We'll see. But as I said, a couple more for today. And next up, a record that was prompted by a cartoon. Well, at least for me. I discovered this, as probably many people have, through a Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoon that takes its title from the song, I Love to Sing-a. And the Warner Brothers cartoon features a little owl who takes the name Owl Jolson. Haha. And you've probably seen it. If not, I think it's on YouTube. You should look it up. And rather than me try to describe it to you, it's a cute cartoon and the music is terrific. The song was actually featured in the first National picture, The Singing Kid, starring Owl Jolson. I think Cab Calloway was in there too. Anyway, I just love this song, and it is fun to sing, although it's a little tricky at spots. This is Jimmy Dorsey's recording featuring Don Madison doing the tricky vocal. Recorded April 4th, 1936 in Los Angeles, Decca 808. Here it is. I love to sing it.
To sing about the moon and the June and the spring. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a tea for two. Anything with the swing to, and I love you. I love to. I really love to sing. Give me a song about the sun, a gun who went and done her wrong. But keep it cleaner. With a cottage small by a waterfall, any sabbath that'll throb to a bluebird's call. I love to, I love to sing. I was born a singing fool, la-dee-da. Hollywood is gonna spot me. Got through Yale with Bula Bula, la-dee-da. Old microphone's got me. I love to sing, I love to wake up with the south in my mouth. And wave the flag with a cheer for Uncle Sammy and another for my mammy. I love to sing.
Recently started to pay attention to Jimmy Dorsey records of the mid-30s, prompted mostly by finding that record. I love to sing because I think it just has such a great swinging sound, a really nice arrangement, and what's not to like? I love to sing Don Madison singing with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. And with that, we come right down to the last record in today's stack, another one that was prompted by a film, at least, again, for me. On New Year's Eve, my wife and I watched film made in England in the late 50s called A Night to Remember, which was, I think, perhaps the first big-scale feature-length film about the Titanic. And I had never seen it. I had always wanted to see it, and so got a hold of a DVD and watched it, and I was really, really impressed with the overall production values of the film. Excellent acting, really considering how little access they had to special effects, and certainly nothing in the line of what James Cameron had to work with for Titanic, his film. They really worked wonders. I thought it was a terrific film. And in that poignant scene as the ship is going down and the musicians gather to play one final time to try to calm the mood, James Cameron's film shows the musicians playing Nearer My God to Thee, which I believe it was documented that they actually did play. So I was expecting that in A Night to Remember, and they start playing, and it was a tune I didn't recognize, but then they started singing the words, Nearer My God to Thee, along to the tune. So obviously it's another melody associated with the hymn. Long way of saying that the last record today is, in fact, Nearer My God to Thee, the tune that I'm more familiar with, the Adams and Mason tune, recorded in 1919 for Tiny Rizzona label. This is Rizzona 75016. Elliot Shaw sings it, and it'll take us out on this edition of the Shellac Stack, and bad joke coming, now before this ship sinks, because I don't know quite what else to say. Let's go ahead and take it out. Here's Elliot Shaw. Thanks for tuning in. I hope to see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack.